Is that a normal part of your singing?
That's the way I've always sung. This is my song.
Are there subliminal duets?
Absolutely not.
The Metal Meltdown, a show that brings you melody-driven heavy metal from around the world. Melting your ears every Monday night from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Live from the basement of the sub, high atop Burnaby Mountain, this is home of Burnaby Rock. On CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia, CJSF is the campus community radio of Simon Fraser University, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory, specifically, that's a hard word to say, specifically of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Coquitlam, and Musqueam. Also, like statistics. Chris, do you have a hard time saying the word statistics?
Statistics?
It's a hard word to say. It's hard.
Anyway, you can see that.
Close the door so we don't get interference. Thanks, bud. Welcome back to the show. I'm going to go through that last set. I got nothing better to do. It's Friday night. It is the, 5th of December? I didn't talk about that before. I didn't even do traffic and weather. I'm like really off tonight. So that set started with Pax. It was high fructose corn syrup from Melt the Honey. And then it was Chad Van Galen, Peace on the Rise from Diaper Island. That song makes that record. That's the only Chad Van Galen song I'm proud of playing here. Like, I love that song. It's so good. I think what I was alluding to, I think that I talked about the Curse of Yamantaka Sonic Titan on my last show, and how when I play them, my shows are usually terrible. And that was a bad episode, the one that had the one that sounded like them. Like, oh my goodness. Chad Van Galen's the same with me. It's just like, I love him. He's a great artist, has great songs. But yeah, it just doesn't quite work on here. But that song does. Peace on the Rise from Diaper Island. Then it was Mount Maxwell. Hotham Sound Records. Look them up. Boy, they're good. Everything they do is good. Then Golden Age of Wrestling from Scorpion Deathlock. What's the name of that song? I can't read it. Columns Too Narrow, but that was from Scorpion Deathlock. Blood for Shakespeare. Yeah, that was the song. Was John Barron from Winnipeg with Birds, and then Bex Birch, Fruit Smoothie with Peanut Butter. There was Mark Weber from Calgary, and then Mac DeMarco from Five Easy Hot Dogs. Do you have something to say, Chris?
Yeah, I have a question. Are these all the actual titles of the song?
These are the actual titles of the songs I just played, yeah. You didn't like Fruit Smoothie with Peanut Butter?
It just seemed like suspiciously thematic.
No, I'm not. What's thematic? Am I onto something? Chris? Oh, my God.
Maybe. I don't know.
Don't tell me there's a theme happening tonight. Don't tell me there's a theme here. It was a lot of ambient, obviously. Mark Weber was ambient. Mac DeMarco, that was just a guitar thing. That was off of Five Easy Hot Dogs.
I feel like we had a little bit of a discussion before.
We're talking about AI. Who doesn't talk about AI?
No, but I mean about Mac DeMarco.
We were...
Yeah, and no, now that I think about it,
I don't think we actually came up with anything good out of that discussion, though, from what I remember. Like, there was nothing like, you know, there's no huge insights about Mac DeMarco or anything like that we had. He's still around, right?
He is.
He's back in BC. He's living back in the Couchin Valley. He has land there, and he chops wood, apparently. That's what I read in the New York Times. That's what they were saying about him with his new record, which is out
right
now.
Trust the newspaper of record.
They are New York Times? Ba-dum. Well, I don't know. Some people do. Some people trust the New York Times. They write some. You know, they do a pretty good job. They've done some good reporting.
Also we're talking about his new record.
Oh, trust the newspaper of record. Oh, I thought you were talking about just like our bifurcated media in today's world. We weren't going to get into that. That's not what we're talking about tonight.
Yeah, that's a
terrible, terrible conversation. I'm glad you're here, Chris. Keeping me between the rails, working on this episode. I'm between Christmas party visits tonight, folks, so doing my best tonight. Where was I? Mac DeMarco, that was Gualala 2 off of Five Easy Hot Dogs. That was mostly ambient record that he put out, or the instrumental. It was all instrumental, never mind, and that was from like a year or two ago. He has a new record out. I've already played stuff off that. And then it was Elizabeth Whittington, Yamamoto of the something prefecture. I adore Elizabeth Whittington. That is great, great music. So we were going to talk about AI a little bit. I don't know. I think like I saw Rick Beato, the guy on YouTube. Do you watch him ever? Does he come up in your algorithm? Like, what music people do you get on YouTube? Like,
remind me who it is.
I think he's Italian. He's based in Atlanta. He talks about he's always in like legal battles with the music companies because he doesn't abide by fair play and play stuff for too long and get censored.
Mm.
So he's always getting in trouble with stuff like that. And he's always talks about how there's no good new music and how he loves Coldplay and stuff like that.
Yeah, and to give you sort of a flavor of the music related YouTubers end up getting.
Yeah.
I get like Tentacruel.
Okay. I got somebody yesterday who was pretty good. He was pretty reputable, it seemed. I don't know. But I watched this guy. This guy's really popular.
If you
popular.
Know, you can guess what I tend to watch.
Oh, Tentacruel?
Yeah.
How do you spell?
Tantcrul.
Okay.
He's
what does he specialize?
One of the developers of Audacity.
Get the hell out of here. I love Audacity. That's an open source. That's what I use. Yeah. That's what I use with my remote apps.
And
it's a great program.
And specifically doing like the UX
free.
For it. Yeah.
Free. So he knows a thing or two about music?
Yeah, he's a...
He's a buff. You're going to have to tell me more about that. I can listen to the repeat and figure that out. But... yeah, no, it's a wild world. He's talking about the Rick Beato guy's talking about how AI. There's some new app that everybody's using that I forget the name of already, and you can make songs on there. Like if you have like a demo, you make it your house.
It starts with a letter S, but it is
that's
Spotify.
It's four letters. That's probably the one.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about. So
I have a very
close
position on AIs, and you can probably guess when I'm.
No, I know we're all up in arms about it around here.
Yeah,
I mean, although part of me wants to start making Weezer AI songs like all day, every day. That's what I want to do with my future.
I feel like there's a pun in here that you could make.
You but for
like
me
it's,
making
it's just
Weezer
missing
AI
it.
Songs?
I'm just
no, I'm
missing,
serious. I'm
just
dead
missing
serious.
It here. Yeah.
I'm dead serious because you can just take demos and just throw them up there and be like, make this a Weezer song. I could make Weezer songs all day, man. I wonder if you get paid. Like, Weezer obviously get a cut. The record company got like 50%. But yeah, if you get streams, like, you should get a few bucks. You should get like, free hot dog.
Yeah.
You know, maybe get like a gym membership. Something like that. Wow. It's a bleak future with the robots taking over for sure. I'm just kidding. Everything's great. So I didn't do traffic and weather yet. I'll do that later. I'm going to stop talking. Show favorites tonight. This is a great song. We've been playing good music. I've already mentioned everything, though. So here's another good song.